"Where's my supper?" the Ogo yelled while picking up the dining pavilion and threatening to smash it on the diminutive restaurant owner.
"Hold on, big guy," the restaurateur said, trying to calm him. "The food is coming. The food is coming. It is the eve of Nepi. You must be patient. We don't often get people of your type here for supper, so we're having trouble getting the ingredients that will satisfy your peculiar taste buds. I know you have a reputation for exotic food, food with a certain crunch, food with a specific texture, food that juices out of your mouth when you bite into it, and that's exactly what we will provide."
"Grrr," the Ogo growled menacingly.
"I understand you like your food to be totally raw," the restaurateur continued. "Completely organic, totally virgin. But we normally don't stock your kind of food. We typically serve roast suckling pig, leg of lamb, or curry chicken."
The restaurateur, holding his arms up in a protective stance, continued, "But don't worry, don't worry. I sent my chef to a neighboring village to find the exact ingredients for a feast of your liking."
"Grrr," the Ogo growled again. "You know your life will be worthless if I'm not satisfied. And it would not only be you, but your whole family as well."
"Don't worry, most esteemed Ogo, the restaurateur growled. "I see my chef coming now. He has some pretty young women carrying offerings in baskets on their heads. I'm sure this will satisfy your cravings."
"I'm so hungry, no need to remove the wrappings," the Ogo started.
But the restaurateur jumped in before he could finish. "Patience, most esteemed one. Let my chef make a beautiful presentation of the food. Let him unwrap it. Naked food is so much more flavorful."
"Yes, I suppose you're right. But ensure it's young, tender, and juicy," the Ogo snarled.
"Don't worry," the restaurateur placated. "I'm sure this will be the best kale and tofu salad a vegan like you has ever tasted."
Author's note. The Balinese New Year's celebration is called Nepi, a day of silence, fasting, and meditation. On that day, everything closes down, including the airport and the internet. Everyone stays home. Tourists must stay in their hotels. On Nepi's Eve, however, the Balinese celebrate Grupuk, also known as the Ogo Parade. During the month or two before Nepi, young people create huge Ogo's, which are papier-mâché demons and monsters. Then, on Nepi's Eve, they parade them around. The Balinese traditionally believe that all bad spirits will migrate into these craftworks and then be banished when they are burned at the end of the parade.